All right, the Reds, it is under the lights, before Liverpool take on Madrid at Anfield in the second leg of the quarter-final match of the Champions League. To talk about that, I've got Cam Rimmer, Jackie Wilcox and Kev Walsh, and we've got Dermot Corrigan, La Liga correspondent from The Athletic, in between as well to tell us a little bit about things from the Madrid perspective. Jürgen Klopp's just done his press conference and he was quite what I would describe as stoic, shall we say, in that he's not sort of writing off Liverpool's chances. He wasn't massively talking them up either. He seemed a little bit pissed off maybe by the whole process of a press conference, and he came up with a line of, you know, nothing ever good ever comes out of these. It's only ever something negative. Kev, I'll start with you, mate. I think he was being quite coy and he didn't want to say anything that can give, you know, Madrid the opportunity to do the old chestnut and pin something up on the dressing room wall. I mean, they are already 3-1 ahead in the tie anyway. And I guess Klopp was walking over eggshells a little bit, I thought, today with his answers, in that, you know, I think he said something along the lines of just about sort of, if we're the best version of us and that's what we've got to try and show, then maybe. But it wasn't a tub thumping press conference, let's put it that way.
The thing is, there's no point in them doing that big, like, rousing speech to get the crowd all riled up, because that's all that's for, isn't it? Get the crowd going. If we were going and telling us all to get in there early, telling us to give them hell to play, telling us, like, to get us going more than anything else, he doesn't need to do that, because we're not going to be there, unfortunately. So I'm sure he's done all his tub thumping that he's needed to do with the players so far. In reality, he's probably thinking, it's not Barcelona a couple of years ago. It's, you know what I mean? They scored the first goal and then it's anyone's game. It's literally anyone's side and anything could happen. So I don't think he's thinking to himself, I don't need to do anything in this. There's no benefit to me of going all heroic in this press conference except to make myself look good. And as we know, he's just not about that at all. All he's about is business. Gets done what needs to be done. And if he'd have felt the need in that press conference there to give players a kick up the arse, or if he'd have thought that would have worked, he'd have done it. But obviously he doesn't feel that there's any benefit to tomorrow night of him giving either A, anything away in the press conference, or B, putting on this big show to tell everyone this is what we're going to do, because he doesn't need to do that.